Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 352.
What's going on, guys? What's happening?
Not much.
We've got a studio audience today.
Yeah, we've got my mate Blaj, who is sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Just minding his own business.
Yeah.
He's currently
we can't say what he's doing.
He's a bit of a loose unit, isn't he?
Definitely a loose unit. I mean, we're loose units. Mm. And so when we think someone else is a loose unit, it's really loose.
Yeah. Yesterday, I got a delivery. You'll notice there's one which is an ottoman. I hope you're okay with that.
It is so big. And I was like, I walked in, I was like, Mason, what the fuck is that? He's like, oh, it's an ottoman. Josh got it delivered.
The problem is
that could be here for weeks.
No, so we pick up the car. Bree crashed the car into a parked car the other day.
Hyperbolic. It was a little tiny little
enough tap. That we had to not only have an insurance claim, but the car has been off the road for a week.
God, it's a write-off. She was fine though, right?
Yeah, she was fine. And so I've got to get the car, I think, this afternoon to collect the ottoman.
Okay, no, that's good. We haven't talked about personal deliveries to the office that are outside dimensions of, 1 meter by 50 centimeters and time that they can be spent here.
Well, we actually have a limit in regards to what we can fit through the door as well, is actually a consideration.
That ottoman is on its way to being
too big. It was a bargain. It was from Catch. I can imagine being big on Catch.
Amy said to me yesterday, she goes, I know why you get so annoyed of Josh talking about his food, his food diaries and how annoyed you are. Because she's like, I never understood why you'd be so annoyed.
Yeah. Why?
Because someone in her life has been just non-stop talking about food.
Is there someone in her workplace or something?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't be revealing those details.
Yeah, no.
But she's like, I just wish I was close enough to them to talk like you do to Josh.
No, but food is, I think there is, it's something we all have in common.
Definitely. But I think there's excessive talk about food.
Could we do like a food minute or something where I just spend?
Yeah, definitely not every day. Okay. It could be once a month.
Can we do the quick food minute now?
Why now?
Well, because I've got something specific and it seems
you've
like
always
it's
got something specific. We could do it every day. You'd have something specific.
So today it's 5-2.
No, you said that yesterday.
No, so today's a 2-day. Yesterday I said it was a 5-day normal eating day.
Okay, that's good because you can say this because there's no other thing. It's either the 5 or the 2.
Yeah, but the other thing I was going to say is
you got one thing. So which is it? You said I've got one thing to say today.
It's about the 2-day.
Which means what?
It means that I have only like 500 calories today.
Okay.
But I was talking to my friend who's also doing the 5-2 diet and she's found a bunch of research that says doing 3 fasting days, 3 500 calorie days a week has significantly more benefits than 2.
Okay.
And so I'm doing it as a bit of a team effort at the moment. We're doing Monday, Wednesday, and she's asked for the next fasting day to be Friday.
Well, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Friend.
Well, so this is what I was saying
to Bree.
It's
Fat Fridays.
Fat Fridays. I was like, surely I can't do Fat Fridays.
Well, how about just stick to what you decided on, which was 5-2, 2 days.
Well, if I can lose more weight.
But why do you want to lose more weight?
You know why.
Yeah, so this is why I don't want to go into it. This is why.
Why?
It annoys me. Anyway, Mr. 97.
But I'm going to do Saturday.
Yeah, okay. You need it after Fat Fridays.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking.
We all do.
I'm trying to get Bree on board with Saturday as well.
Yeah, I think it's a personal mission. Just do it yourself.
No, because then the thing with so much of our life is based around food.
Yeah.
So it's like,
if you can be strong enough to do it by yourself, you can be strong enough anytime.
I don't know
where I was going with that. But Mr. Big T.
Big T.
This is a guy that's taken Mr. 97 under his wing. Mm. I mean, it's almost a father figure. Yeah. But they just...
A sauna father figure, specifically in the sauna. Yeah.
What happens when you walk out? Do you even talk? Or is it just like, I feel like the sauna is this place you enter into and it's like, the wisdom comes out of Big T.
It's like you're sweating out. But it's similar probably to airplanes. Do you guys say airplanes?
Or airplanes? Airplanes.
It's not spelled A-I-R, plane. Aeroplane.
No, it's spelled airplane. A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E in the US.
Airplane.
No gap.
Airplane.
Close the gap of the air and the plane.
Okay, hang on. Airplane.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Isn't it aeroplane? You know why? What really comes to mind is aeroplane jelly.
Yeah, so just do that.
Aeroplane. Yeah, sorry.
So you spelt it wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't really give a fuck, to be honest. No, I just hope they don't crash.
But
whatever
do you say,
it is.
So do you
say aeroplane.
Aeroplane.
I put the O in there. Mm. I don't just say air and then a plane.
And so 3D Dill is our sort of, Canada is North America, isn't it?
Yes.
As our North American, do you like being called North American?
I prefer to be called Canadian.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that a contentious issue?
Saying North America ties me into the US and I'm not really about that.
Okay, why not? Sure. Because he's Canadian.
Just because Trump's a bit of a bitch.
Oh, there we go. Boom. Bringing the politics.
Appreciate it.
Send your emails.
I mean, some would say Trudeau's a bitch.
Oh, he is.
But he's less bitch than Trump?
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, Trudeau's a handsome cat. That's all I can.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
It doesn't really affect
he's
me.
He's good though, isn't he?
Who, Trudeau?
Yeah. It depends on who you ask.
There's a
it
few
depends
things.
On who you ask.
Sure.
There's a few
and
things,
where,
a few things
where
about
where
everyone.
Where you sit too, financially.
Is it Trudeau,
that's another thing.
Is it Trudeau, is that how you say it?
Trudeau.
Trudeau.
Trudeau. So fuck, we're on the aero.
Trudeau. Aero. If Trudeau, Trudeau was on an aeroplane. We're not, to be honest, I was thinking about it. Trev, our mate on Twitter, he loves to get into politics, but specifically because I think his wife, I think, is involved in one of the parties and all that sort of thing. And so Trev has been trolling people hard on Twitter, which...
From what party?
The Liberal Party. He's
trolling.
He's pro-Liberal.
Okay.
His wife is all connected with that. Yep. I think Trev was even handing out, he was one of the guys handing out stuff.
I always wonder where those people come from.
Yeah.
Now I know.
But Trev is, he's been trolling the fuck out of people on Twitter. And part of me is like,
yeah.
I mean, if we learn, for people not playing, who aren't in Australia, the Liberal Party won.
They were in power. They're still in power.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is, the amount of drama that goes with this, like I feel.
Dude, there was an analyst that predicted the Liberals to win. She came out months and months ago and said, yep, here's why. This is why I think it's going to happen. She got so much shit because it hadn't happened yet. And then she comes back out and goes, I fucking told you so.
Yeah.
Like, look at all you people that gave me so much shit. Like, harassment online, which I think this is what I don't like.
I guess can we just chill the fuck out? Like, no, because it'd be nice.
I agree. Like, I agree.
Because the thing is it's like, yes, I voted for the Greens. I did the Greens, like
did.
The thing or whatever. But the thing is that I don't necessarily like hold, like my dad, I'm sure, voted Liberals or whatever. Like that's our right to be able to vote.
Of course. What the problem is when your right is judged by another person.
Yeah, that's
severely,
the thing. I don't judge Trev on the fact that he's voting a certain way.
Yeah.
And so I guess part of the thing is on Twitter, it gets fucking hectic. Like
spineless people. Because you wouldn't say it to somebody's face a lot of the time. The people online wouldn't do this.
Well, it feels a little bit like it's you're very wrapped up in the whole thing too, right? And so I guess part of it is it's like it feels like a bit of a game. It feels like the supporters. It's like Collingwood versus Essendon. Like I see it as like people with entertainment versus other things.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So aeroplane.
We're off that. How did we get onto aeroplanes? What did you want to know from 3D Dill as our North American slash?
You say
aeroplane because aeroplane.
Say it again.
Aeroplane. Okay. A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E.
You say airplane?
Aeroplane.
Okay. Do you have more details?
It just sounds like aeroplane to me.
Do you say more details on that?
It is the preferred spelling in American English, while aeroplane is the preferred spelling in British English.
Okay, and we're
British.
Yeah, but then we're a part of the Commonwealth, so why do you guys rock that?
Because we're above the US. Yeah, we have so much more influence from the US.
I mean, we're all American, thanks to Siri. She's always trying to correct me to coloured, you know, so that rather than O-U-R-E-D.
So how often are you saying coloured?
No, I'm just, if I'm writing coloured, talk about coloured a lot. Through text messages. Sure. Sounds incriminating. But no, don't you reckon there's like a few other words that Siri auto or the auto correction?
Yeah. I remember when we were working at Envato, we would sort of do US spelling.
Yeah.
Because I think that maybe the US is less comfortable with having a U in something than Australia is not having the U.
All I know is Gronk is universal. Yeah. It's just Gronk.
What were you talking about? What did I interrupt you? What were you talking about?
Oh, Mr. 97, Big T. So you were late yesterday.
Yes.
I didn't get a fucking notification.
It was on Slack.
Okay, then I must have.
No, I texted you.
Oh, you texted me, but then I did a group, just Slack in the future.
But Josh was not here either.
Oh,
So when I get when Dylan and I get a notification from the two people that aren't here,
it's a classic. Like, I did the classic line of hedging my bets that someone's going to be late. You know, when you are running late for something and you know the other person's going to be late, and so it's like, do I call it or do I see what happens? And so Mr. 97 was saying, "Hey man, I'm going to be late," and I hadn't left home yet.
Yeah,
And so then he said, "Oh." I said, okay, no worries, we can do it at 25 past. Yeah. He'd actually asked for 20 past for the whip. The thing is, I didn't think I'd make it in time for 20 past. However, he ended up coming at about 22, so 40 minutes past nine.
There's nothing better than when you want to cancel on somebody and they cancel first.
Oh, absolutely.
It's that same sort of vibe. So you're both late.
I live for it. That's my favourite thing in the weekends is people cancelling. I've got like...
Don't book it in. That's how you don't have to worry about hopefully having someone cancel. Like, I was hoping Blaj cancelled today.
No, I definitely wasn't. I actually...
First time in many.
Well, because I know that Blaj is the type to cancel purely based on geography. Blaj is out in the suburbs in a place called Officer, which is known as farm... It was farmland.
It was farmland. Now there's housing estates.
Now there's housings and stuff.
Probably $800,000 for a big mansion out there.
You can have a big fucking...
McMansion.
Yeah, he's got the McMansion. Yeah, and he's wearing a blazer
right
now.
He's counting money over there. That's crazy. $100,000, $200,000 He's throwing it.
He's got that cash money vibe. But he's always trolling me on how much I spend for rent in an apartment versus basically what his mortgage repayments are. He pays less in his mortgage than I pay for rent a month.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, big T.
You still have to live out that far. Mr. 97, where were you?
So Tony had a...
call him dad, father.
call him big T.
Big T. Big T had a... he was holding a personal branding and technology event with a speaker called Mary Henderson, I think. And she was just an expert on personal branding. So Andre and I went along to that.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. The Coconut Crew hit the road. It's their first.
Doing seminars.
They're doing seminars. Fuck. What was the briefcase they carry?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what did you wear?
The normal work.
He wears the same thing every day. But you did tell me where you went. And, I couldn't argue with it because it's a great thing to go to.
He also put it in the fucking Hype the Daily Talk Show calendar, so we all saw it.
Yeah, but he also fucked one up the other week where he said he was going to some other thing. And you and I are texting going, what are we going to?
He started using our email address as his calendar, which is sort of fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's just auto-prioritized it. I don't know how.
That's fine.
We talk a lot about personal branding. And tell me what that takeaway was. Just tell me what you learned on the day.
It was having sort of a strategic approach to how you're doing your personal branding. So you've got like people like Gary Vee and stuff who are just like put out content and all this sort of stuff.
Did they mention Gary Vee?
It'd be hard not to go to a conference without that bloke's name being
thrown around.
Blaj and I were following Gary Vee before it was cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
no, but it was okay.
He's got a tattoo of Gary Vee's name.
No, Mary had three different.
So sorry. Go on.
Mary had three sort of steps. I can't remember exactly what they were, but it was essentially mirroring the way that you get to know people in real life. Mm-hmm. So online, you push out content that lets people know who you are. So you're like front footing all your values and everything that you believe in. Mm-hmm. And then the second step is like edutaining them. So educating and entertaining them through content.
I'm just imagining a teacher with a yo-yo. Bit of edutainment, bit of juggling.
Yeah, and I can't remember what the third one was, but that was where it sort of transitions into becoming like client work and your positions as a specialist and thought leader in the space.
So in the workforce moving forward, there'll be emphasis on personal brand.
Yeah, and so corporates and big companies need to start, I guess, like investing in their people and allowing their own employees to have personal brands to, you know, raise the company up.
Well, we've talked about this a lot, Josh. It's like, you know, the C-suite are the ones that have been promoted as the face of the business because they're the top dogs. But the investment into the individuals, the staff members.
Yeah. I mean,
they're all marketing engines, right? Yeah. For a company. It's like, you know, everyone says put on LinkedIn where you work as soon as you come to the company. You both have got it. Thank you.
There was a great stat, and it was something around like engagement on employee posts as opposed to brand posts is like 564% more.
Sounds good. Well, sounds good. We'll run with it.
Christian Hull talked about that. People follow people, not brands.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think that.
What about when the investment from the company? So, because I could imagine all these old school marketing heads like, nah, they'll just bloody leave.
Mm.
Which they could leave anyway.
The classic LinkedIn,
what is that?
The LinkedIn quote, which is like the CFO says, why would we want to invest in our staff because maybe they'll leave? And the head of people says, yes, but what if we don't invest and they stay?
Yeah.
And it's just like that's the classic LinkedIn quote. Never like, amen.
Yeah.
Reshare.
So thanks, Big T, for investing and inviting Mr. 97 to your workshop.
Yeah. Is that one of your first seminars that you've been to?
Yeah, one of, yeah. Uh-huh. I think I've been to two.
What were the other ones?
One was a startup grind event.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the other one was.
What do you see Mr. 97 as your personal brand?
Because
when I met you,
it's all through the show, right?
And you're
and
anonymous.
Big, and big media company. Yeah.
But you hadn't come out of your shell yet.
No.
Now you're still just kind of coming out of your shell.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we've forced you into a shell. Which I'm fine with. You mentioned tattoos before. I can't remember what. Yeah, you said the word tattoos.
I said Blage has a Gary Vee tattoo.
Yeah.
Which was
triggered me because 3D Dill was writing a list of bucket list things. I said, mate, go crazy, write everything you want to do in Australia. He didn't hold back. It was like Great Barrier Reef. I'm like, mate, do you know how fucking far that is? Uluru.
You said write anything.
Yeah, I did. I said write everything.
Blue sky, but not that fucking blue sky.
Mate, fucking blue sky's got a ceiling. But the thing that caught my attention was the specific one, which was...
Get a tattoo.
What kind of tattoo do you want?
I don't know.
Well,
but something that can kind of sum up the experience and the journey that I've been on for the last 4 months.
Hashtag Gronk Squad.
Yeah.
Well, what I straight away said was the Daily Talk Show as a tattoo.
Then, so 3D Dill's been working on some new branding for the show.
Yeah.
There's no better, test
commitment
and learn
to the, yeah. Fail fast.
Fail forward.
Yeah. So short, like, so that's what he's, and do you know what he said? He's like, my parents wouldn't be happy with that. They got me thinking, what does mum and dad have against the show?
They don't have anything against the show, but I'd be a walking billboard for the Daily Talk Show for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. What are the tattoos that you've got? What do they say?
I've got one that says no dress rehearsal. This is our life, which for Canadian listeners is a tragically hip lyric, as well as a second tragically hip lyric on my chest. Which
and that's
says,
a band?
When you say tragically.
Tragically hip, it's a band.
Called Tragically Hip. Yeah. What like sort of music?
I was confused.
Tragically hip. What sort of music?
I don't even know how you would describe the genre, but it's maybe
Screamo?
No, it's like a soft rock band. But
Coldplay?
Nickelback.
They are Canadian.
Nickelback are, yeah.
Yeah, Nickelback are.
The handwriting, it's in a cursive font.
Yeah.
It's mum's handwriting,
yeah,
right?
It's my mum's handwriting.
She's got great handwriting. Can you show me again?
I asked her to write it like 7 times until I got one that I was happy with.
And she wrote it. Yeah. She didn't write it on your arm, did she?
No, she wrote it on a piece of paper and then she sent me a picture of it and then I traced it in Illustrator and gave it to the tattoo artist.
If we can't work out where the tattoo that you get, what the tattoo you get will be, where do you want it?
On your body.
Where would you do it?
I don't know. I think it depends on what I get.
Mm.
Would you get one, Josh?
Would I get a
something
tattoo?
For the show? Like, I think it's a big thing to ask one of the guys to get one.
Yeah.
Of the thing that we've created.
It's a very classic radio gear, isn't it?
Yeah, but like Hamish Blake has a shitload of shit tattoos. But that's why they're great, because they're like all significant. The anchor, the, you know, what else has he got?
Yeah, what would I would potentially get something maybe on my wrist.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
What do you think?
No, I think that's fine. No,
if we all got something.
See, I think every, like all four of us getting something small
Yeah. How small look, could we get
not,
it?
It's not happening. I'm not going in. Not? That's the closest thing to what the Coconut Crew would do. Little matching tats.
Yeah, I think it's
absolutely
nice.
Not. What are you talking about?
No. Well, it's something small that's not, that doesn't give us away is some sort of, I'm not saying cult. Getting stretches in our ears or anything like that. But what I said is a compromise for 3D Dill is the daily talk show written backwards in cursive. So it looks like scribble, but when he takes a selfie photo and it reverses,
yeah,
it shows the daily talk
what
show.
What if he has a falling out with us?
I mean, that's always the risk, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't even know if you and I will have a falling out and it will be all over.
No.
So we'd have to continue, we'd have to go with things that could potentially live on. Like maybe it's the daily talk show, but yeah. You have the option of being like, fuck the daily talk show, or like, worst part of my life, the daily talk show. Or the daily talk show, just a big crossroad.
Anyway, we'll work that out. Last night I get a notification on Instagram. Mm. And it's my own bloody podcast Instagram account notifying me and saying you should see this.
Yeah.
And so that
do
got
you
sent
when that stuff happens?
Oh, definitely, because I'm like, what is Bree's out and yeah. Josh has gone rogue.
Yeah.
And Blage can attest for Josh going rogue on many occasions. Yeah. Just well, it's like you've had too much sugar.
I'm just being creative. I'm just being creative. To be honest, I was happy because I made – oh, fuck, I forgot to bring the extra lamb. For 3D Dill.
He didn't eat yesterday's lamb, did you?
Have you eaten the lamb
no,
yet?
No, that's for lunch today.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to put it in the slow cooker or something?
I might just heat it up.
Just okay, heat it in up. In the microwave, man. That's fine.
The slow anyway, cooker is slow.
Well, so Pri and I made the decision, like one of our favourite things to do is to cook something the night before and then make the call the next day that it's like, you know what, let's keep that for the next day and let's deliver
okay,
it.
Okay, but back to your story. I didn't care about that.
Well, so that's what I was saying. Far so out. I got delivery last night, so that's why I was happy.
No, but you went rogue.
Yes.
And so you did a live
stream
on Instagram,
absolutely.
Which I usually somehow see that. Like I've turned off notifications on Instagram, so I don't get bombarded. But when I go on, and that's where I went onto my personal account and saw that I had a fucking DM from
the Daily Talk Show. Yeah.
And then I went to the live and then...
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, the annoying thing is you're actually quite good at doing lives by yourself. Mm. Ruru what even it? Reinforced it.
Well, yeah, Ruru said it, but I wonder... Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. It's you're not good at doing vlogging style. Like
Your face goes weird.
Uh-huh. But I think it is something that you are quite good at.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I would love to do them more regularly.
I think it's because like to do your own podcast solo is super hard. Mm. You need a fast thinking brain that has a lot going on, but then you can actually talk and have your brain going really fast. Mm. So you actually just do not stop talking. Even Blage said, fuck, he bangs on a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
When we're walking to get a coffee.
He's doing a bit of a motivational speech.
But if you are that kind of person that just bangs on a lot, you probably are good at lives.
It is good for live stuff.
It's a good muscle to build.
Because I
you don't build any muscle. So if that's exactly. one.
If I'm building some form of muscle.
Just build that muscle.
But the thing is, I do I've spoken to you about it before. You're not really into the solo podcasts.
No.
Where people talk to themselves.
I don't, they're not as fun for me.
I have 1 minute right now just to show you what it would be like if you weren't here? Can we put the timer on 97 for a minute?
Yeah.
And I'll just show you what it would be like if it was just me talking.
Which it will never be. It will never be. Never on this podcast.
If I was to have a podcast, the Josh Jansen show.
If I broke my leg on the way to work or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but.
Okay, this is the sort of vibe that it would, right. would be.
Go for it.
Okay. It's a daily talk show, everyone. Josh Jansen here. It is, what time right now? It's just on 11 o'clock here in Melbourne. Mate. Have you seen how good this weather has been? I was walking in to work today and I saw the moon. And one of the things that I've been – Mr. 97's just shown me the time. 30 seconds. Someone's fucking having me on. That hasn't been 30 seconds. But the I saw the moon and the thing that I started to think about is when you're traveling and you see the moon, it actually puts you off a little bit and you start to think about the fact that, fuck, we are on this earth, and I was thinking about, I wonder what 3D Dill's perspective, when he sees the moon in Australia, if it sort of plays with his mind a little bit. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. First, I wanted to speak specifically about my social media account. What do we think? I panicked a little bit. So this is the problem when someone sort of gives you props.
You've got to really, actually maybe I was going to say you really need something to talk about. Oh, well, last night you had something to talk about. And that's when I think the lives are good because you were talking.
Because I had the tease. I knew that I was like, I'm going to do this thing. And so I said, when I get to 10 people on the live stream, I will actually announce what it was. And so it was a lot of fun because we had people like Hayden, Gemma, people in the comments getting pumped and talking it up and even trolling me, which just gave me more fuel.
Is it like if we're jumping forward, we don't know what you even announced. Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say there was quite a large disappointment in the tease percent versus what you actually delivered?
No, I think it was... I think for people who have been listening to the show...
Well, I was being friendly. A fucking lot of trolling.
But the thing is, I think that's part of the whole shtick. I think that they're playing into it, but I think that they're actual... They control and ha-ha, it's all funny. It's fucking awesome. I announced on the live stream, if you didn't listen or watch, that July 1, put it in the calendar, at 10 a.m. on July 1st, 2019, fuck you, Cindy, because Cindy said what year? It will be 2019. The book, This Is Marketing, that I promised back in December, maybe it was November, December was the deadline that I was going to have it finished. I was going to rewrite the whole book as a way of retaining the information. That will be happening July 1. I'll have the entire book written out.
Handwritten.
And the thing is...
I mean, the one reason I want you to complete this... I mean, charity aside, like I know you get there's going
to
be
putting $500 to charity.
There'll be a donation, which I care more about Seth Godin because you emailed him telling him that you're going
to
do this.
I don't want to burn bridges, but Seth was like, I think he said something along the lines of, I can't wait to see how you go.
which
wasn't like good on you or congratulations, which is exactly, he did the exact right thing because he knew very well and good that me emailing him and saying I'm going to do this thing isn't actually doing it.
I mean, the closest thing would be someone emailing us saying, hey guys, I'm going to transcribe your show by hand, all 350 whatever episodes of this show.
Yeah,
I'd just say good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, bro.
And so the thing is that I went and bought a fountain pen from Milligram.
You're a doctor, dude.
How I'm writing now?
It's disgraceful. That pen, because I know like there's a different pen that sort of – influence the style of writing.
So you don't like this sort of style? We've just got a book I've started using. Like what about...
you can't read the shit.
Do you like that though?
Not at all.
You don't think that looks good?
It doesn't look good in terms of sharing it amongst other people. You can't read shit.
What's my diary? So
my dad's handwriting is revolting.
But do you think that... So I was watching YouTube videos on... I need to get better at cursive because if I'm going to write with a fountain pen... I used to write all in capitals. So if you look at
can't do it. Yeah. So
you can see when I write capitals, it looks brilliant.
I mean,
however, when I write sort of joint,
where's the book going? Now that you're writing it, and because what happened was we put it out there for bidding. Trev came through with a pretty generous bid.
Yeah.
And he emailed us just yesterday.
Yeah.
And he actually said...
So he forwarded an old email that he sent on the 6th of December.
2018.
It was last year. You're being hyperbolic by saying the year. We're talking last year.
2018. He said, I'll donate $500 to a charity. A charity of your nomination. And the only lost cause here, mate, is you at this moment.
I said to him, I was like, I think I said on the show, whilst we didn't get back to that email, we've gotten a lot better at getting back to our emails, thanks to Mr. 97. But the what I'd said was I didn't feel right taking the money off Trev and making him do the donation.
Well, because he hadn't finished the book. I reckon if he'd finished it, you would probably have felt more confident to take the money. You're not taking any money without doing the thing. And so now you're doing the donation.
Yeah, so I'm doing the donation.
Which is fine, but my question now is, where's the book go? What do you do with it? Do we put it in glass? Do we mount it up here in like a, you know, break if every Seth Godin printed book burns?
I think we ask Seth. One idea would be to turn it into like a wall paper that we could physically roll onto the wall.
Where? So many pages.
Yeah, that's what we're going to back to back? Going all the stairwell. So I'm going to start from the start because now I've got a new pen.
No, dude. You wrote like 10, 15 pages.
Yeah, I wrote a bunch, but the problem is more than 10 or 15 pages. I'll tell you how
you
many
know the next
I
couple wrote. Of months we're actually quite busy.
33 pages I wrote, and that's 33 of his pages. I think I had lied in a previous episode when you asked, and I said about 100. But to be honest, it was 33.
Dude, I know when you lie because you're desperate.
Yeah.
And you were desperate to stop talking about it. But now you're bringing it up. So
I'm going to.
What's the milestone? Because I think last night July you posted 1. That, and I responded and said, you know, take this with a grain of salt because you've made promises before. Yeah. And you haven't fulfilled them. And I want you to. I want you to finish this because I'm sick of it.
Well, I've gotten so, like, to be honest, my life at the moment is extremely optimized.
Okay.
Phone, not in my room where I went to sleep.
I mean, optimized, you are watching YouTube videos of cursive handwriting.
Well, but that's not in
bed. I don't know if you call that optimized.
But that is, I think that is. It's like I'm taking my learning training seriously.
All right. With that, less trolling. Because Trev's doing that for me.
Can I just troll Trev? Mate, you don't need to put your fucking photo in your email signature. Can we agree on that? Photos on email signatures? Is it because it's like, oh, Blage
has got one.
Which is exactly the fucking Narcissist Anonymous over here between Trev and Blage. But I reckon, I don't know if it's, is it because Trev's mainstreams Trevor Long? And
I
so
don't know.
Because
I mean, it's branding, Mr. 97. What did you learn yesterday? That's a personal branding piece. Identify yourself on your email. They even encourage you to do it in resumes and all this stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, because if you think about a random, if a random person emails you and you're emailing back, then you've got a visual representation of who they are. Okay. So if you've never seen them before and you just get an email, then it's got more cut through than just
Trev's emails plus the email signature. There's something a bit troll-like about the whole thing, don't you think? Just seeing a fucking smile in there while he's trolling. Anyway, the book
it's
is happening.
It's happening. Okay, good.
And but so the just 1st
don't
of July.
Don't do it. Don't restart again. Show the journey. Show just like the iteration. Show like where you got up to, the different pen I upgraded. Mm-hmm. It's all about the pen. And now you're onto a new thing. I think it's worth it. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
We can put it in glass.
The real question is how often do we think that 3D Dill might have a good idea? How often do you think I'm going to have to replace my ink to write the whole book?
I'm going to say, how many handwritten pages do you have so far?
I've done 33 and I have to do about 300. About 300.
Okay, so I'm going to guess that every 50 pages you're going to have to get a new cartridge.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Has he got, how many cartridges did you buy?
I got a pack of 5.
That's a... I don't know how long they last, but that's my guess.
You get 250 pages out of it. It's far.
I reckon I could.
I just don't want roadblocks. Yeah. If you're a creative, don't put roadblocks in front of you.
I think Hayden was saying that he would like to see me live stream some of it. Do I have permission to live stream?
As long as you actually do it. Maybe there's silent live streams. It's just you writing.
Yeah.
And if you look at, you know, look over at the camera and just
I'll do my first today. I'll do an hour today at the end of the day.
Okay.
An hour live stream.
Yes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Maybe not an hour live.
That's pretty full on.
Yes, the whole project is full on, Mr. 97. When you're playing the big game, don't you love the limiting beliefs from this fuckhead? Sorry for calling you a fuckhead again. It's got real cut through, doesn't it? All right.
I told him yesterday that I bash him.
Yeah. Between that, do we have anything? Have anything else? Oh, you can still. What the fuck have you done to the patches?
Oh, I don't know. I was playing with it while I was seeing if you could bend it in half. Well, you iron it, so it's going to iron out the creases. There's not really creases. I was getting anxious of you doing your own show by yourself.
Okay. And so anyway, we have these patches, limited edition. They're embroidered. They might be handmade or not.
Or not. Anyway.
And so that was when I did the silence, that was an opportunity for you.
Oh, I thought you were going to finish that and then I'll just do the DMs.
I can do the whole thing. I'm happy for it to be a solo show. So the patches, the deal is that you can actually win one of these. And the way that you do it is before the 24th, May 24th, this Friday, if you leave us a review on the Apple Podcasts, that's iTunes, if you're playing from the early 2000s, if you go on there, it's the purple icon. If you've got the purple icon, the podcast button in the iPhone, you click on there. Now, what I want you to do is go write a review. Do not... And I repeat, do not just click 5 stars.
Yeah.
We don't need ratings. We need reviews.
We need to hear from
you. And so we need your voice. We need your written voice. whatever. And and so basically, if you leave a review, 5 stars, screen grab that you've done it and you email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Mr97 is looking after the emails. Mm. He's putting a spreadsheet together. On the 24th, which is Friday, is the last day. So on Monday, mm-hmm. he's going to go through to the fucking post office and he's going to send all of the patches out, plus the people who won the hats as well will be getting the hats and also the squeegees.
Squeegees, yep.
Fuck, we got. I mean, as the CFO of this business,
there's a lot going on.
It's a lot of expenses. Yeah, postage.
It's a little.
So
bit
you're welcome. You're welcome.
But we have we've had some reviews.
Oh yeah, Colin's written through and he said, "Hey boys, been following the podcast since last year. It's been really great to hear your perspective as creators, business owners, parents. Keep up the great work."
Great. Well, if you're talking about parents, I actually the video of me parenting.
Bodie
boy.
Yeah. I mean, it was a couple of hours. I wanted to test out how you go. That day, he put his hand into a long black.
Yes. That Remember was that? Your fault, though, I believe.
Yeah.
I also got a fucking third herniated disc, I reckon, holding him in that fucking. Like, I was actually just triggered watching how much my back was hurting wearing one of those fucking.
You
baby
hit it
Bjorn
well.
Things.
But,
is that what it's called? Baby Bjorn?
We didn't have the fancy brand. We had the shitty one.
So a bit of tape.
There is demand to do version 2 now that Bodie is old as fuck.
Yeah, how old until we start babysitting and actually having him stay over without him shitting the bed?
I mean, he'll shit the bed until he's 5. But he doesn't – it's amazing. He's got he doesn't poo during the night. Blage, do your kids poo during the night? Nah. They must know. He pisses in his nappy a lot.
Okay.
Just during the night.
So if he just wore pull-ups, when does he go from nappies to pull-ups?
Well, we're starting to try and toilet train him, which we'll get there. But then he was pissing in his pants. I'd rather just give him to you with a nappy. Just take him with a nappy.
Or when he's 10.
Or when he's 10. But either way, I want you to sort of do another session with him.
Yeah. It would be fun. When should we do it? Should we do it in the next couple of weeks?
Definitely. Now the great thing is he can talk and he knows who you
are. Does he need a baby
Josh?
Seat?
Does he need a baby seat?
Yeah.
You would have to have a baby seat for your car.
For him?
For him. Yeah, definitely.
Well, you said it was a roundabout way.
Your car is actually just one of those, you know, red bottom things with the yellow cage on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Children's toy. Yeah.
Exactly. Any other
We got Carl. He said, loved hearing about your rebrand, which he's talking to Josh at the end of yesterday's episode. Too many people get confused between weight loss and health. Then most end up overwhelmed and not doing anything. Keep up the good work, lads.
And fuck you, Carl.
And then Big T.
Big T on the IG.
Yeah.
Big T on the IG. Tommy and Josh just caught up on your podcast, saw Mr. 97 and Andre, a.k.a. Coconut Crew. He didn't say that.
No.
But I hope he does.
Coconut Crew.
Yesterday, and disappointed that he didn't ask what to do regarding the advice on should he follow up with the date. Mm-hmm. My advice was stop texting and actually call her.
Get on the blower.
Get on the blower, as I say, Big T. Call me old-fashioned, maybe because I'm old. Mr. 97 expecting some good questions tomorrow at the gym. Saying in the sauna makes my sons laugh.
But if it's in the sauna, it's in the sauna.
That's where the wisdom comes out, as I've said.
Well, it's like when I used to play golf and you would just spend all your time at the clubhouse. You'd say you're going to play, but you're just getting some hot chips and a Coke, you know,
Cherry Coke.
That's what we were doing, near the end of my membership. I'd get my golf clubs. I'd tell mum, like, hey, yeah, go to golf. And we would fucking literally hot chips and cherry coke.
I mean, you were a tiny kid. Now that's probably just drinking for the adults
exactly.
that play golf. Anyway.
Yeah, so thanks for the feedback, Big T. The other thing I thought was interesting, I don't know if you guys have seen Matt Diavella's latest video.
No, I'm going to watch it.
Learnings or advice for people in their 20s.
Yeah. Because he's a year older than me, 31 or something. So it's advice to his 20-year-old self.
And one of the main bits of advice was very relevant to this show and Mr. 97.
Fulfill promises.
Date more.
Mm.
And so I thought maybe if we were to start to build out, we're talking about the Daily Talk Show board and having people that we can rely on. I think that we need a board member that specializes in dating or Mr. 97's love coach, maybe that is something Diavella could help us with.
I mean, he's giving advice to himself that he didn't do because he said he didn't date for 5 years when I spoke to him on his podcast.
It reminded me of Mr. 97. But the only difference is Mr. 97 isn't working on his biceps. He's sweating with Big T in the sauna. So do you actually lift?
No, you know what?
I want to hear. Do you lift?
In the gym.
Dude, the kid can do a muscle up. It's pretty impressive.
What's a muscle up?
I can't even fucking do it. Yeah, don't even, if you don't know what it is, you don't deserve to know.
Is it a pull up?
You don't deserve to know.
Is it a pull up?
He doesn't deserve to know.
3D Bill doesn't fucking know what a muscle up is. Do you know what a muscle up is?
I don't know. Maybe we call it a different thing. But
it's sort of like, it's like a pull up and then you press on.
Get to the top. Yeah, you don't want to have to explain it to, you know. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's a fucking pull up.
It's not a pull up. It's a combination of things. Right. Anyway, I think we need a woman because the thing that's happened, how did it get through to the keeper that he fucking sends a message saying with a little bit of prompting?
Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
It just needs to be, hey, lady, can I send this? I don't know the person.
Oh, wait, as in, oh, you're talking about the board.
I'm talking about the board person. Okay, we'll replace lady with her actual name.
Maybe Zara or Michelle from Shameless.
Yeah, sure.
Gemma, I think, is a great sort of sister figure. Mm. She'll be on Fat Fridays on Friday, so she can give us the lowdown on what Mr. 97 should do next.
Right. We're concerned about the state of your personal brand, Mr. 97, so this episode will be continued.
Yeah. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.